This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal law enforcement officials say they've seized nearly 2.7 million fentanyl pills in Colorado so far this year. That's more than what they collected in 2023, but the pills are getting less deadly, according to officials. Lab testing found that half the pills have a lethal amount of fentanyl for first-time users. Last year, it was about 70%. Critically ill patients in two Colorado counties will soon have access to blood transfusions before they reach the hospital. The program is expected to start next week in Clear Creek and Grand counties. Nationally, death rates drop about 50% when people who are in danger of bleeding out get transfusions before they're taken to the hospital. Dr. Scott Branny heads a coalition working to make early transfusions available statewide.
Nothing I've done in emergency medicine in 50 years can save this many lives.
Colorado Springs started offering pre-hospital transfusions in May. Photos of food at Fort Carson Army Base dining facilities have caught the attention of brigade-level leadership. Images posted anonymously online show small portions or a lack of food at the base. More than 4,600 military members rely on dining facilities for all three meals of the day. Former Army Sergeant Robert Evans created a Yelp-like app called Hots and Cots, where the photos were posted.
We need to take care of our service members. They put their lives on the line. I think we owe it to them to make sure that they're getting the proper nutrition.
Officials say the base is aware of the lack of consistency in the quality of food and that they are working to address the issue. A couple of Colorado soccer players are up for Player of the Year award from U.S. Soccer. Sophia Smith from Windsor and Mallory Swanson from Littleton are both up for the award. Smith plays for the National Women's Soccer League team in Portland and Swanson for Chicago. This is CPR News and KRCC.